people who put that that translucent bumper sticker with the name of their college on their rear windshield, you know, as if to prove to people they were capable of getting into college, you know. I got into college! Ah! I got into college! Hey, look at me, I got into college! I got into college! I'll keep going with that. I got into college! That's what we're talking about! College students here tonight, anybody? All of you, all of you. It's a field trip from some sort of polytechnic institute. What college are you from?
Columbia!
I didn't ask you. I wasn't looking at you, and I didn't ask you. I don't like your attitude. I really don't, mister. What college are you from? Fucking answer the question. Columbia. In Columbia, in New York, that Columbia?
No.
Oh, there's a lesser Columbia here. I see what you're saying. I see. Forgive me for thinking that you went to an Ivy League institution. My bad. Yeah, fuck Ivy League. Yeah, fuck smart people. Yeah, fuck success. We're baristas. Listen, I dropped out of college, and look at me. Rich beyond your wildest dreams, my friend. I loved college. College is great. You guys enjoying college? It's the best. It really is the best. I went to NYU, and yes, NYU's mascot is the violet. Which, if the goal of the mascot is to strike fear into the heart of the opponent, I don't know that the violet is really doing its job. What's Columbia's mascot?
We don't have one.
The renegade. Well, that's a great mascot. A renegade will fucking kill you. That's what a renegade does. A fucking renegade will rip your balls off and shove them down your own throat. That's what a renegade will do. But what's a violet gonna do? Aggravate your allergies? My God, it's a big purple flower! Run from the pollen! I loved my time in college. High school, not so much. High school, I didn't care for so much. And I never understood these people who said, enjoy high school, these are the greatest 4 years of your life. I've never understood this particular platitude. And for those of you who don't know what a platitude is, it's a platypus with an attitude. These are the greatest 4 years of your life. What happened to these people in subsequent years that high school became the yardstick against which they measured every other life experience? You know, let's see, I graduated in 95. Then my dick fell off. High school was pretty great. I hated high school, man. I fucking hated high school. I hated everything about it. I hated the classes. I hated the teachers. I hated the building itself, made out of the cinder block walls, painted in the mismatched high school colors. I hated going to lunch at 10 o'clock in the morning. I hated all the cliques, you know, the jocks and the fucking stoners and the metalheads and the rockers and the popular kids I really hated because I wasn't one, and the theater fags I really hated because I was one. I hated waking up at 6:30 in the morning in January and praying to God for death to come and take me. Because death would have been preferable to getting on the school bus, which I had to take through my senior year of high school in 1988. So you know what? I didn't love the 80s. For me, they were a fucking disaster. I went to high school for 10 years. But then I went to college, and I loved college. I really did. I remember when my first day in college and feeling that freedom and looking around and everything and thinking to myself, I am never, ever going to leave this place. And I thought that right up until the moment that I dropped out. College was great. I love everything about college. I really do. I love the intellectually charged atmosphere. Right? I love the glee clubs, right? I'm sure you're in a few glee clubs over there. Yeah? I love walking on the quad. I don't know if you have a quad. If you do, I'm gonna walk on it. Fucking bear walk on it. Crab walk on it. I'm walking on the quad. Sashaying along the quad. Gamboling along the quad. I don't know what gamboling is, but in my head, it's sort of like this. Sort of like that 60s t-shirt of the guy that says, keep on trucking. To me, that guy is gamboling.